WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. You know that feeling when your inner critic starts chirping away like a neurotic bird? It's like having a permanent voice in your head whispering doubts and criticisms, chipping away at your confidence. Well, today we're tackling that beast head-on, overcoming negative self-talk and criticism. Because let's be real, who needs an extra dose of negativity when life already throws enough our way, right? So, why is this so important? Because self-talk has a huge impact on our actions, our decisions, and ultimately, our happiness. Think about it. If you constantly tell yourself you're not good enough, talented enough, or worthy, do you think you'll act like someone who believes those things? Probably not. You start to sabotage yourself before you even begin. But here's the cool part. We can rewire that negativity. It's like learning a new language. It takes practice, awareness, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So, buckle up, because I'm about to drop some serious wisdom bombs on how to silence those inner critics and build unshakable confidence. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer that negativity monster. 1. Become aware. The first step is recognizing the pattern. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. When do those negative voices pop up? What triggers them? Are they about specific situations, achievements, or even just random insecurities? Once you're aware of the triggers and the recurring themes, you can start to challenge those thoughts. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Ever heard that saying, just because you think it doesn't make it true? Well, it's especially relevant here. Just because a negative thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's factual or even helpful. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this thought? What would I tell a friend who had this thought? Often, when we step back and analyze those thoughts objectively, they start to crumble like a poorly constructed sandcastle. 3. Reframe your narrative. This is where things get really powerful. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try reframing those thoughts in a more positive light. For example, instead of thinking, I'm not good enough, try, I'm learning and growing every day. Or, instead of, I messed up, try, this was an opportunity to learn and do better next time. It's like choosing your own adventure. You get to decide what story you tell yourself. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and that means making mistakes, having doubts, and facing challenges. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a good friend. Imagine someone close to you struggling with negative self-talk. What words of encouragement would you give them? Now, give those same words to yourself. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments, no matter how small. Give yourself credit for your efforts and celebrate your successes. This helps build a positive feedback loop, reinforcing the belief that you are capable and worthy. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You've put in the time to prepare, you know your stuff, but those pesky doubts start creeping in. Your inner critic whispers, "What if you mess up? What if people laugh?" You feel your palms getting sweaty, your heart racing, and suddenly, you start second-guessing yourself. But remember what we talked about. You become aware of these thoughts, the triggers, the negativity. You challenge them by asking, "Is there evidence to support this fear?" Most likely, there isn't. You reframe your narrative by focusing on your preparation and knowledge. And most importantly, you practice self-compassion, reminding yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes and that it doesn't define your worth. You take a deep breath, center yourself, and remember, you got this. Because with the right mindset, those negative voices can be silenced, and your inner champion can shine through. So, how are you going to apply these tips today? Start by identifying those recurring negative thoughts and challenge them head on. Practice self-compassion and celebrate your wins, big or small. Remember, building confidence is a journey, not a destination. But with consistent effort, you can silence those inner critics and embrace the amazing person you truly are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for that calm confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.